relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I am your new director. I did not ask for the position, but now that I have it, I intend to give it the best I have. I took the position on one condition, that the Bureau would be free of politics and would be operated on a merit basis. This means the Bureau will operate solely on efficiency, with trained lawyers, accountants, technicians, and clerks. From now on, we are going to be known simply as the FBI. We are going to streamline our operations and do much more work than we have done before. And we are going to do it as a team. The new FBI will not be the product of one individual. No one man can build it, but one man can pull it down. Henceforth, it will be a we organization. This bureau will be dedicated not merely to justice, but to the love of justice. I warn you now, that is the most demanding of affections. It will take all your vigilance, patience, and loyalty. And it will mean sacrifice, much sacrifice to you and the members of your family.
The 1959 movie with a cameo meant to be J. Edgar Hoover, the man who started with the Bureau of Investigations and became the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, serving incredibly a total of 48 years in that position. That was the FBI as was an institution Americans looked up to. The G-men, the government men, an institution the world looked up to as the most prestigious law enforcement agency on the globe. Today, that story is very different, and that is why we're going to have one of our rare return visits on the Manhood Hour with a man who has worn the badge of that entity, but today will tell us a very different story. Kyle Serafin, whistleblower extraordinaire, patriot extraordinaire, welcome back to the Manhood Hour.
Dr. G, it's good to talk to you again.
So tell us about, because I can talk about this for hours, because prior to my service in the White House, I worked closely with the Bureau. I was one of their instructors on terrorist ideology. But way back when, before you walked down the yellow brick road at Quantico, what did the FBI mean to you as a man?
I think I had the same instinct that all Americans used to have, which is that it was a premier law enforcement agency. If you wanted to go for the best, that's where you went. That if you were looking to do police work at the highest capabilities or the highest levels, then that's where it was. And a lot of that is like a myth that is sold by the FBI. In fact, they can't help but tell you while you're there. And I've worked with some really, really elite, capable people. And what I found about them is that they never tell anybody that they're elite. They just perform at a level. The FBI's academy constantly reminds you that you are at the premier law enforcement agency in the world. And I thought, why do they keep saying that? Like, who are they trying to convince, themselves or me or all of us?
And it reminds me of when I won a fellowship to Harvard back in the 90s. And I was super excited that I got the fellowship. And then before I even leave Europe for my two-year fellowship at the Kennedy School, I swear to you, Kyle, this manila envelope arrived at my home in Budapest. And it must have been about 3 inches thick. And it wasn't about me or the courses I could take, or the research I could do. It was 3 inches of color brochures on how amazing Harvard is. And I'm thinking, guys, I'm already in. You don't have to do the propaganda unless the propaganda is really important for yourselves. It sounds like the Bureau was a bit like that.
I've had it described to me as a fraternity. And the thing about a fraternity is that the fraternity is always right, even when it's wrong. And that is the Bureau in a lot of ways. He just said, in fact, that little intro right there, you know, one man can bring it down. That mentality means that you have to defend the reputation of the FBI above all things. And apparently includes in above federal law at this point. We've got people that are acting outside the bounds of federal law that are constantly sort of subjugating what they swore to do. It was described to me as institution over constitution the other day, and that also rings very true about the FBI if you think about it.
I love that. I want to explore that a little bit more as we go on, but I'm writing it down. That could be a great title for this hour. Institution over constitution. All right, I want us to be cognizant of any kind of bias or what have you. You had a very interesting career prior to joining the FBI. You hung out with some very cool guys and were very qualified in special skill sets. I presume when you went through the course at Quantico, there were good people around you, and you know there were exceptions to the rule, people who didn't hide behind the badge or wanted to protect the institution. So give us a sense of tell us what year you started, and once your eyes started to open, what you saw around you in terms of those who actually believe in. I don't know if it's still there, but when I taught at Quantico, there was this big FBI badge in the main building that said, instead of Federal Bureau of Investigations, it said fidelity, bravery, and integrity. How many people around you actually represented that to you?
It's probably broken into thirds, if I'm being – I think I'm being charitable on that, but let's call it thirds. Okay. There were a third of people there that were absolutely exceptional. They were physical studs, men and women. Much more men than women, if you can imagine. That makes sense because just the difficulty of it. But they were a third of them that are kind of like mid-level capabilities, if you will. And then maybe a third of sort of diversity, inclusion hires that look like they probably didn't belong there. But they
and when is that? When so you were there when?
2016 was when I went through the academy.
So by that time, diversity was very important.
Yeah, so I always tell the story. There were two black guys that were in my class that I remember very poignantly, and they're a great sort of mirror of each other. One guy was a former unarmed security guard at the Detroit Zoo, and that was his only job. He was 25 years old, and he had no previous work experience other than that, and so he got hired. He had a
college
degree.
Did he look like Paul Bart, the mall cop? Was he a little bit tubby?
No, so he was a stud. He was absolutely fit. I mean, he was a muscular guy. And he claimed his tactical experience came from growing up on the streets of Detroit, so whatever that means. And then his counterpart was a black guy that was a former Marine Corps officer, if memory serves. I know he was a police officer, and he was a SWAT team guy, and he was a stud as well. And you look at the two of them, and Raphael no longer works for the FBI.
Which one's Raphael?
You're going to have to guess.
Okay.
And Sean is now a supervisor at the counterterrorism division.
Wow.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and legacy precious metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero hassle, education first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
All right, walk us through what was it really? Was it all, we're so great, we're so great, we're so great? Or was the new agent class, was that a serious course?
I would not call it serious based on the previous training that I had. But what I had was exceptional to most people.
Remind our listeners what you did before the FBI.
So before the FBI, which is what I told my class, is I was a stay-at-home dad with no kids. That was my most recent job before being an FBI agent. And I said that in the class, and everyone gave me this look like, who's this dude? But before that, I had been in the military. I had been a civilian paramedic. And then prior in the military, I'd actually worked in the special operations. I spent my entire time training. So no deployments, no claim of that. But I went through combat control pipeline all the way up until I almost died at Fort Bragg. So I was 18 months deep into that. And then I went through pararescue indoc. I went through combat dive school, and I went through some of the other kind of training, including the paramedic portion. So I left on my own terms. I basically wasn't going to get deployed, and I wasn't going to finish the pipeline and have to reenlist. I didn't want to do that at 32.
So why FBI? Because you were close to the cutoff, which is like 35, right?
I think it's 36, and I was walking right in at 35, yep.
So why the Bureau?
I went in with the idea that maybe I would go into the tactical recruitment program. They recruit guys to be special operators in the hostage rescue team. And actually, just before COVID struck, I was doing a spin up to go and be one of their medics. I thought that would be a tryout worth my time. They canceled it because of COVID stuff. And then my life took a very different turn afterwards. But that was my goal, was to be a tactical guy, to take sort of the outdoor skills that I had learned and maybe serve the government. I had about $1 million worth of training. There's not a lot of paramedics that go into the FBI as agents. There were about 50 of the 14,000 FBI agents when I was serving. So that was the goal. That was the mindset that I had. But I was immediately dissuaded about that when I got there because...
Hold that thought. We will get to how your journey took another path. We're talking to the host of the Carl Serafin Show, one of the key suspendables. Find out what that means. Follow him at Carl Serafin on Twitter. That's Serapin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the Manhood Hour, if you enjoy the deep dive with real experts and also newsmakers like Kyle, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast on whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. And if you'd like to have leadership back in the White House, how about this? If you'd like to have no wars for 4 years, put this yard sign outside your home. Get this T-shirt and this mug with the booking photograph from Fulton County of President Trump and a very simple message. Trump 2024. Get yours today along with all of my books and America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. All right, I think we are almost at capacity. If you haven't done so already and are desperate to join us, check out today our Patriots Alaska Cruise. More than 390 of you have booked your cabins for the trip of a lifetime over the July 4th weekend. We're going to be sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union, in my opinion, although I've never been to Alaska. I'm very excited. I've never been on a cruise. Join me and hundreds of your fellow Patriots as we have the trip of a lifetime, especially if you missed our trip to Israel a year ago. You can see the amazing itinerary at SebGorka.com. pick out your cabin and check out the luxurious five-star cruise liner, the Eurodane, that we shall be sailing on. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner button. Do it today. I promise you won't regret it. It'll be me, Katie, Jennifer Horn, Chris DeGarn, and our morning maven out of New York, Mike Gallagher. It's going to be a rip-roaring time. That's sebgorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. All right, so you're at the FBI. The new agents course is a walk in the park for you with all your military background and training. Then when do you start to realize, Kyle, that things are not quite as you expected?
It was the first day I walked in. It was a Sunday afternoon. I walked into Quantico, and there was a lady behind a counter that handed me a folder and said, "Welcome to the FBI," and I was waiting to get punched. I wore my most smokable suit, which meant that I thought I was going to be doing calisthenics and PT. That's how you got initiated into new units when I was serving in the Air Force, and that was not the case. Then we had a week of softness and a lot of people telling us how great it was that we were there and how great the place was. But you always give the benefit of the doubt, because the schoolhouse is never the same thing as going to the real work. Yeah. I was assigned to the Washington field office. My first day might be the most epic FBI first day.
Which field office are you in?
Well, we call it worst field office, but people will know that as Washington field office, WFO.
And why was it so epic? Explain.
I got picked up at about 3:30 in the morning. It was a rainy morning in December of 2016. My training agent was a SWAT team guy. He was a big muscular Chinese dude. He was a fighter in the karate world, or in the taekwondo world. And so he picks me up, and in there is a shield and a ram. And I got my body armor on and my plates and everything. And we drove to a briefing center. So we never went to the field office to start off. We went straight out to this library in the middle of this garbage part of Washington, D.C. And he gives the briefing. I gave the deadly force briefing because I had it in my pocket and also I'd memorized it. And then we went and we hit a door. He gives me the ram and he said, "Our boss told me not to let you into the house. Your job is to be on perimeter, but this is the job. So you're on the ram." And so my first job was to, you know, have them knock, announce, say, "Hey, we're coming in." And this was on a PCP bust. It was a narcotics bust that was being done at like 19 different states or 19 different sites. And so I run up the stairs and knock the door down and then go back and ditch the ram. And then I ended up rolling in, clearing a hallway, finding out that hallway was, in fact, a stairwell, flashed my light down there, gave a call down because why not? And then I ended up arresting the subject who came up. We put him into cuffs, and then we found out that he had multiple firearms and he was a felon. So we did a probable cause arrest on the spot. It was the first thing I did as an FBI agent coming out of the academy. And that was the last time I did anything like that in the same way, because I got assigned to the counterintelligence division, which is basically sit and spy on Americans and read FISA, which is not nearly as fun.
All right. So let's talk about why you are a suspendable, why you have a give, send, go, givesendgo.com/Carl Serafin. We've talked about what the FBI was to outsiders for half a century. We've talked about what it was like for your induction and your indoctrination. In a sentence, what is the FBI today, Kyle, as somebody who served in it and carried the shield?
The FBI is an intelligence agency with law enforcement capabilities, which you have accurately called a secret police. That's what they do in America right now.
And who are they investing the most of their man hours in investigating and hunting down?
They spend an awful lot of time looking for so-called white supremacists, but that's expanded to people on the political right into domestic violent extremists, which is everyday Americans that haven't committed crimes, but they might. So they got to be ready for it.
And when the current director, Christopher Wray, proudly states on the floor of Congress that the biggest investigation in the FBI's history, including 9/11, is the January 6 investigation. How do you react to that as a former agent?
I think it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing when they said it while we were there. So I worked for the Washington field office in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. I was actually on leave that day, shooting with some cops out in Maryland. And when we saw it, we thought it was hysterical because we didn't understand what was going on. We saw guys running off with the lectern. You know, there's people sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desks. You're like, what on earth happened? How bad of a failure occurred? And the failure looked like it was a FBI / federal government failure, because they actually have protocols to handle large crowds in D.C. As you well know, there are protests and there are people that gather on the lawn. There are big events that happen every single year on a regular basis, whether it's March for Life or State of the Union. Like, there's a big deal, and they have a whole procedure called the National Special Security Event process. They're supposed to be able to ward this stuff off. They do this all the time. And so when that failed so dramatically, it was really obvious to me that that wasn't the biggest case the Bureau should be working. I know guys that actually retired over it. They were so embarrassed that that was what was being asked of them. They put in their papers.
And what was the issue that finally made you decide to be an official whistleblower, Kyle?
So whistleblower is a statute. It's a statutory definition. I actually started doing that in 2017. I started going to my management, which is one way to do it. And I brought concerns that I had about FISA and some other things. This continued in 2018 and 19 while I was on a surveillance team. I thought they were misusing policy. So I brought that to the Office of the Inspector General. Didn't go anywhere. Finally, what I saw was that the Attorney General got up in front of Congress and said they wouldn't be using Patriot Act tools and counterterrorism resources to attack parents at school board meetings. And then we got an email from the assistant director of counterterrorism saying that they were going to be using resources to investigate parents at school board meetings. So I thought the attorney general had likely perjured himself. And so that was the actual whistleblower disclosing that I did. I've done a bunch since then. There's probably 13 to 15 that are on record with various members of Congress. We did one the other day that showed that they were using FISA, they being the FBI, and they essentially admitted in an unclassified document that they had been doing evidence searches for criminal activity in strict violation of FISA. And so I submitted that to a member of the House on the Judiciary Committee.
And as a whistleblower, were you protected by those people on Capitol Hill that are meant to protect you?
No, not at all. I lost my job. I was suspended for a long time. In October, I went to my member of Congress in New Mexico, got kicked out of the office about 3 weeks later and told I couldn't come back in unless I did COVID swabs and kind of bent the knee because they wanted me to test for COVID every 72 hours. I didn't do that. Lost my paycheck for a couple of months, was able to come back in March because Biden changed the rules. And then 6 weeks later, I had my badge and my gun and unceremoniously taken from me. And from that time on, I was an unpaid, permanently suspended FBI agent. That went for about a year. And then they accused me of some felonies that were false. And they were only able to do so because I was considered an employee despite not being paid in over a year. So I told them that I acknowledged our breakup and that I resigned from a job that I wasn't getting paid from. And I'd already sold the house because we didn't have an income. My kids were made homeless. We were able to kind of get ourselves on our feet and then not just sort of survive, but also thrive. And I've actually been able to raise money, as you have on the banner there. The lower third shows that we're raising money for other whistleblowers who are still in this fight.
The banner where you can support Kyle, Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend, and others is the giftsendgo.com/KyleSerafin. They are the suspendables. I have my suspendable pin, which I'm going to put on right now. That is giftsendgo.com/KyleSerafin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Give me a follow as well on social media so you're always up to date on the breaking news. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on all the usual sites, and check out my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Ammunition is a hard asset, something that is tangible like gold. The value never goes to zero. In fact, in times of uncertainty and inflation, the value of ammunition only goes up. Not to mention, ammo can be difficult to find, but I have a solution for you. Ammo Squared. In these tough times, Ammo Squared offers a unique and budget-friendly way to invest in ammunition, like an ammo 401k or ammo savings account. Set it up and have ammo for that rainy day when store shelves go empty and ammunition is hard to find. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. As ammunition builds up in your account, it is stored for free in a climate-controlled warehouse, secured, insured, and safe from threats until you need it. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly a set it and forget it ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Visit them now at ammosquared.com and join today. ammosquared.com. If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible and buy American. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Mike Lindell is a great patriot. The left hates him. They want to cancel him for good. Let's have his back. I know he's the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. There's a reason he has sold 81 million of them. But he also has hundreds of items on his website that are made in America by Americans for you. Have his back. Treat yourself, treat your loved ones, treat your four-legged friends. My dogs love their MyPillow pet beds. Check out all their items, 800-829-8468. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. And buy American. MyPillow.com, secret code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I'm going to ask a very prosaic question before we get to how this affected your life, your family's life, the friends that came along with you as whistleblowers. Maybe I'm being naive, but how does this perversion of this legendary entity work in real life? Because, okay, you see the Attorney General perjure himself. You say, we're not going to go after civilians for political purposes. Then the Assistant Director of Counterterrorism sends down this memo, target these parents at school board meetings, or, you know, surveil these Catholics who are going to Latin Mass. I can kind of envisage that. There's this politicization via paper trail. But when you're in the field office, when you're at an RA or what have you, is the politics overt? Does the senior supervisory agent say things that are anti-conservative, anti-Trump? Or is it all very veiled and hush-hush and everybody's tiptoeing around it? How did the corruption evince itself inside the building, Kyle?
It's the saddest and kind of simplest answer, I think. The corruption comes from the fact that people are not financially solvent and they rely on that paycheck every 2 weeks. They're just like every other American that's out there that, you know, lives in debt and is unable to make hard decisions in that way. So my boss actually told me, I agree with the things you're saying. You know, I want to back you up. I have a mortgage. I have an alimony. You know, I'm divorced and I can't do that.
Hang on. Actually verbalizes that, says, I agree with you. What you're reporting should be reported. It's wrong, but I have to make the mortgage payment.
Correct. Yeah. And in this case, this was a discussion about COVID and my unwilling to, you know, to put a swab up my nose. I told him, I was like, look, I'm a paramedic. I've got a decade of experience. I got a top secret clearance. You can trust me to stay at home with a Kleenex. And I got plenty of sick leave, but that was not good enough. What they wanted was a knee bent. And he straight up told me that he believed me. He was a nice guy, a conservative guy, as far as I could tell. A military officer that had left and then gone in and was ready to retire. He said, I got 2.5 years and I can't do that. And that was the same reason why I ended up with that memo. I didn't actually get the memo or the email stating that the counterterrorism director, you know, assistant director was going to target people. It was passed to me by another supervisor, someone who outranked me on the pay grade. But he knew it was a problem. He said, did you see this? And they sent it over. And I went to Congress with it. I was one of two people in 36,000 employees that thought that was a problem. That's not a good organization. And so the problem is it's not overt. I think there's a lot of conservatives. It's a very conservative organization. But the people that are running it are holding paycheck, pension, status, you know, the possibility of facing what my family did, which is losing your home. And people make the easy choice. It's very, very common. That's how people get corrupted, is they choose comfort and they choose ease and they choose institution over constitution. And so then the end result is tyranny. You just incrementally walk your way into it. It's just a question of character and morality. Some of us were willing to walk away from everything. My buddy Garrett O'Boyle's one. Steve Friend is another that I didn't even know when I worked at the Bureau. You know, I'd never met these guys. But there's a small cadre of people, there's a couple hundred, that are willing to hold that line. And there's a bunch of people that are willing to just go along to get along, because how do you think this gets done? It's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. This is the thing they actually teach FBI agents about. They make you go to the Holocaust Memorial Museum. You're supposed to walk through and realize that just incrementally agreeing to break the law and small kind of compromises in your morality and your ethics is how you get to putting people onto a boxcar train and shooting people that are too slow to get into it. This is drummed into your head when you're at the academy. And then I guess it just goes right out the window when they put the badge and gun on, because it was a very, very small crowd of people that stepped up and did the same thing we did. That's why our badge is upside down. That's why we've given it to you. You know, the black ones, you have to earn them by doing something of note. And your support has been critical to us. But the badge is upside down the same way people fly the American flag upside down.
Yeah.
It's under duress.
A ship is, for those who aren't familiar, you fly the stars and stripes upside down when the ship is in distress. Well, the nation is in distress, and the Suspendables logo or image is the law enforcement badge upside down because the institution is in distress. The question is, can it be salvaged if everybody just keeps their heads down and wants to make that pension at the end of their retirement phase. We're talking to Carl Serafin. Please support these brave men. GiveSendGo.com/Carl Serafin. That's GiveSendGo.com/Carl Serafin. What is the role that you can play in taking back the Republic from those who are trying to dismantle it as we speak? You don't have to have a national radio show, a TV show, or even run for local office, although that would be good, especially the local school board. How about starting with this? If you have a cell phone, disconnect it from the cell phone provider you are using if it's one of the big guys. Why? Because they're all left-wing. They're woke. They're not on your side. They're not on America's side. They hate your values. They have donated millions of dollars every single year to things like Planned Parenthood, gun control organizations, and foundations who are trying to cripple, censor, and cancel conservatives. Why would you fund abortions with every call you make and every text you send? That's insanity. Do what I did. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage and incredible. Glenn and his customer support team are superb. They have a performance guarantee. If you use my name, you'll get free activation. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or they can get you an upgrade, but switch today. And this company loves America. They donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. They've even funded conservative school board members who, by the way, have won their elections. Switch today. You know it makes sense. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gawker. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Kyle, you, I think I've discussed this on my show since it happened 2 weeks ago. There was an amazing event at the Heritage Foundation where we managed to host FBI whistleblowers like Garrett to talk about what the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI means to the average American. What isn't discussed adequately, and I understand your reticence, Garrett's reticence, Steve's reticence, but I think really is as important as the institutional corruption, is what was done to you, to your family, to Garrett, to Steve and others. And I think it was you who, I don't know, a year ago, used this phrase on my show, that the process is the punishment. So can you explain how, you know, the HR department, how your superiors basically made your life, Garrett's life, a living hell when you started to tell the truth?
It's a sort of well-oiled machine now, but I think we were some of the earlier cases on it. And so what happened is they know that they can't remove you without going through a process. When you're a federal employee and you have tenure, which is to say you're off probation, in my case, that was 1 year in as a military veteran, they have to do some sort of due process to come and remove you from that paycheck. And so they checked all the boxes in the most unscrupulous way. What happened is rather than try to go on the merits of what was, you know, alleged about me, they simply pulled my security clearance and made sure that I couldn't come in the building. And because I couldn't come in the building, I could no longer do work. And since I could no longer do work, I couldn't be paid for work. So I was left in what is called an indefinitely suspended status, unpaid. That is a fundamentally dirty way, because they didn't have the courage of their convictions. They would have never stood up. But there was a court case that goes back to 1989 called Navy versus Egan, And that said that the federal government is the only place that can adjudicate whether or not you get a security clearance, and that you have no claim to it. You have no property right to it, like your job. No due process is required. So they simply made an allegation. They sent the letter over, and that was the end of my paycheck forever.
So let's paint this picture for those who haven't had clearances or haven't worked for the U.S. government. Your job requires your having a clearance. You tell the truth. You become a whistleblower. The Congress isn't protecting you as they should. You have to have that clearance to do your job. You can't do your job without it. And they come up with some spurious reason to say, oops, sorry. We saw a lot of this in the White House under John Kelly when he was sabotaging President Trump. They say, problem with your clearance. Sorry, you can't have your clearance. And then you can't do your job because they've made it impossible for you to do your job. Then they can stop paying you, but you're still on the books as somebody who can't do the job because they took away your security clearance. So it's literally a limbo whereby you cannot feed your children. And that's the point, isn't it, Kyle?
Absolutely. No, that's exactly the point. And the other thing is, you can do one of two things. You can resign and go get another job. You can go get another job and they will fire you for getting another job. Or you can request outside employment, to which they will turn it down and say, no, you can't have outside employment, particularly in anything within your skill set, because you're a criminal investigator with a military or law enforcement background. Now, you can't do that either. So they make it so that you resign. They are no longer liable for anything that they've done to you. And as I said, they're not willing to go through the adjudicative process. I actually appealed all of these things, and the appeal process, which I was granted only because I was a military veteran for my clearance, included a taped phone call where they stated something that we actually have the transcript of it, and it's from their policy guide. They read a canned paragraph, and then I said, well, I'd like to argue the facts, and they said, well, we're not here to discuss that. The only thing that you can do to dispute your clearance being taken is dispute that you are, in fact, Kyle Serafin. If you're not Kyle Serafin, then we pulled the wrong clearance. But if you are Kyle Serafin, thank you for the call. And now the hearing is you know, adjourned.
That's Kafka. That's Franz Kafka. So what did you decide to do instead? What are you doing now, Kyle? Tell all millions of listeners right now.
So I joined the military because I'm kind of a combatant. That's just the nature of my constitution. So I realized we could roll over and get squashed, or my wife and I could do something different. So we talked. Wasn't a very long conversation. My wife is very meek. She's very mild. She's not very tall. She is from Brooklyn, though, and she's a fighter. And the two of us decided that we were going to sell the house to stop the bleeding financially. We were going to move into my parents' house at 42 years old and go stay in their two extra bedrooms with our family of five. By the way, she was, you know, pregnant shortly thereafter, which is also tough. And we decided that we were going to get really loud. So I went on Dan Bongino's radio show. I continued to expose some things publicly and other things privately to members of Congress. And I have been a conduit for whistleblowers since September. Well, I guess we'll go back to baby May of 2022. And we, like I said, 15 plus disclosures to Congress. Does it move the needle? I don't know. They have tools in their toolbox that they can use. And so I run a podcast now. I do that on Rumble, and I do it on, you know, on Spotify and iHeartRadio and all these kind of places. And I give a very fair, balanced take of what it looks like, because I've been in that belly of the beast very recently, and I've got inside info that people don't generally have access to. So I've taken into, you know, kind of into your world, and I'm really grateful for always the opportunity to share an audience. But this is what we do. We have to break down, and we have to go after truth with a capital T. Yeah. And that can't come from points.
It's funny, when I write my articles, you'll notice that the word truth in whatever I write has a capital T. And thank you for reminding me. It was, of course, Dan Bongino, on whose show I heard you first, and who very kindly, when I texted him, connected us. So God bless Dan for being a fighter as well. Please support Kyle and all of these brave FBI whistleblowers. givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. That's with a PH. givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. And subscribe right now to the Kyle Serafin podcast and follow him on Twitter at Kyle Serafin.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, this repeat manhood hour has flown by. I think we could do many, many repeats of you on this show. I want to salute you for truly being a combatant, but not in terms of just your nature, but being a combatant for what really matters. In the last 3 minutes we have with you, why are you doing this and what keeps you going? To lose your income, your home as your wife is pregnant, other people would just bend the knee, give it and say, okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. What keeps you going, Carl?
It's three factors. Number one is my wife. I went and asked her, do I just give up and give the shot and just do what they ask? And she said, not. She got baptized shortly thereafter, a week before I had my badge and my gun taken. So our faith is the other piece of it. That's a big component, and it has actually grown significantly, I think, in my life, just because I've seen God's hand in so much of what we're doing. And then the last thing is my children, because that's the reason why you do anything in this country if you have skin in the game, is that you care about the future, which is a fundamentally Western concept, but it's also a fundamentally Christian concept, that we try to keep the world safe and the innocence of the young. So my kids have never known that we were without an income. They've never really wanted for anything food-wise, and they're happy playing in the dirt and, you know, digging with their friends. So they don't need a lot. That they knew that we lost the locations we lived and the neighbors and all this. But it's got to be about the basics of what America was always founded on. It's hope in, you know, in the future. It's women and children being protected and then doing the right thing because that's what God wants of us. If you don't have any of those reasons, then it's going to be really hard for you to have that true aim and go after that. That T with the cop, you know, the truth with the capital T.
I want to thank Dan for introducing us. I want to thank Mike Howell at Heritage and especially Kevin Roberts, who okayed that amazing seminar about what you guys have been through. Is there anybody that we need to thank right now for the support of the Suspendables, Kyle?
Yeah, you're right. It's Dan. Dinesh D'Souza has been great. You've been outstanding. Tracy Beans has been kind of an undercover one. She helped put out something that nobody else wanted to publish when we went after with the Catholic document. So she's awesome, too. There's a couple of just stalwart supporters. There's a couple of people out there that are detractors. And, you know, we'll muscle it on. Look, when you're willing to do the right thing and take slings and arrows for it, it's not about media or clout, and it's certainly not about money. That's kind of the fun thing about what we proved and my buddies have proved. It's a forward focus. So, and then my wife is the biggest one. She's the biggest supporter. My wife, Emily, is awesome. And nobody has a wife that is as supportive as I do, as far as I can tell.
All right. Hope to finally meet her one day. Big shout out for Emily and everybody who supports the Suspendables, which should include you, dear friend. GiveSendGo.com/Kyle Serafin. That's Serapin. GiveSendGo.com/Kyle Serafin. One man who knows the extent, the depth, the stink of the deep state is my former boss, President Trump. Nobody has a chance of cleaning it up except him. Tell the world that you're on the side of brave men like Kyle and President Trump. We've put his booking photograph that tells you about the existence of the deep state from Fulton County on a yard sign, on a t-shirt, on a mug with a very simple phrase, Trump 2024. We need him back more than ever. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com with all your America First gear. That's SebGorkaStore, SebGorkaStore.com. And most important of all, you can support him, President Trump, directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. This has been the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up. Never give in and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There's no crime. And, you know, they ought to be very careful about this because the Supreme Court, the appellate court in Albany, just reversed Harvey Weinstein's conviction on the ground that they put in too much information that wasn't really relevant to the case. And that's what's happening. There is no crime in Manhattan. You cannot figure out what the crime is. That's why they're putting on all this evidence of non-crimes, trying to persuade the jury that catch and kill is a crime. It's not. Paying hush money is a crime. It's not. Putting a corporate statement is a misdemeanor barred by the statute of limitations. You can't suddenly resurrect that and turn that into a crime by invoking a federal statute, which the federal government refused to invoke, and the Federal Election Commission refused to invoke. There is no crime.
There is no crime. Greetings. Happy Monday, dear friends. That is, of course, Democrat Harvard Emeritus Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Maria Bartiromo's show, giving his analysis that there is no there. It's fallacious. It is just election interference. And, of course, he's absolutely right. Jeff, Maria Bartiromo, she had Jim Jordan on, didn't she? And rather tough questions for the chairman. Did that remind you of anything else you've seen recently, Jeff?
I think she saw something recently that inspired this interview.
I think she did. I think she saw our discussion with Jim Jordan last week. It is creating a bit of a ruckus across the establishment GOP. Where are the results, guys? They're coming after our leader, the leader of the opposition. What's happening in response? Who's standing up for President Trump? Anyone? Anyone that has any kind of power? We'll be sharing that clip later in the day. We will be analyzing that interview with Jim Jordan that was played in part by Steve Bannon on his show as well. Tomorrow with our one-on-one, we'll be joined in studio by Robert Wilkie, former cabinet member of the Trump administration. FBI whistleblower Carl Serafin will be with us for our Manhood Hour. And we'll have my Salem colleague Chris DeGarl and that brave FBI whistleblower with us at the end of the day as well. But let me talk about the philosophy of what we have to do in a moment. First, I have to say thank you to Mark Davis for stepping into the breach and covering for me on Friday. He did an admirable job. I managed to listen to some of it as I was traveling to Texas to see something quite remarkable. 3,000 men and women become triathletes. Not something I could do, but somebody with my name did it. My son, first time ever crossing the finish line for his Ironman in Houston. Just after 14 hours, an Ironman, which is what? Which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112 miles on a bicycle, oh, and then a marathon at the end, 26.2 miles. At the end, greeted by his family, his sister, his girlfriend. I'm just stunned at what Paul achieved. The last photograph is of him a couple of miles into the marathon. Afterwards, as he was weeping on my shoulder, having finished elated, he realized 4 miles into the 26-miler, I can't do this. After 110 miles on the bike, my quads are freezing up. Literally, the biggest muscle in his leg is refusing to function. What did he do? Wow, the power of the human spirit. He said, I'm not going to give up. And he ran another 22.2 miles. I salute you. Not something I could ever do, but my father, his grandfather, a great athlete, is looking down from heaven and is very proud of you, Paul Gorka, the man after who you are named. It's good to be back in the studio, however. Missed you guys. So, what do we do if we don't have people who are prepared to do what it takes? Our good friend, Kurt Schlichter, Colonel K, has a brand new article up at Town Hall. We'll just read you the headline right now. Conservatives need to man up and play by the new rules. Let me read you a couple of sentences from this article. It's up on my Twitter feed. It's one of his longer pieces, but just two or three sentences that really should shape the next 6 months of conservative politics in America. And then, if God willing, we do our part and the right thing happens, the next 4 years. The new rules boil down to one thing. If you've got power, exercise it to promote your interests over the interests of your enemy. That's it. That's the basic rule in 2024. If you've got power, exercise it in promotion of your values. We can't just, quote, roll over and sputter about our principles. Human nature demands retribution. You do it to us, we're going to do it back to you. That's the essence of protecting your people. Now, that last line is very important. That's the essence of protecting your people. When I was in the White House, I saw good people, my colleagues, my friends, not being protected, being subverted, having their legs cut from under them by people who hated the president but who were inside the building or who were on Capitol Hill and who just didn't believe in MAGA, thought President Trump was some temporary aberration, a blip on the radar screen. And in the last, well, forget the 4 years of President Trump. That was obvious. What about the last 3.5+ years? Who with any power in politics, in the House, in the media, amongst the rich, the billionaire class, who stood up for President Trump? It's not about the man. It's about the principle of the leader of the opposition facing 730 years in prison. 730 years in prison. On charges that don't apply, that are beyond the statute of limitations, or weren't crimes, or simply things that are under the federal remit concerning elections in which the Federal Elections Commission said, nope, nothing wrong occurred, we're not prosecuting him. Why aren't they standing up for him? It's time for those of us who have power or can exert influence on those who do to exercise that power. Because what happens when malefactors, when evil people get away with doing evil and no one challenges them? They will continue to do it until every decent person is either vanquished or too afraid to live their value system and profess the truth. 6 months to go. New rules. Rules for winning. Rules for retribution. Rules that will lead to us standing by our team members. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the Manhood Hour, the deep dive every Monday afternoon, or any of our special guests with whom we have a long-form interview, make sure you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform, I don't care which one it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you're serious about America, you've got to stand with the leader of the opposition who loves America. His name is Donald Trump. We've put his booking photograph from Fulton County on a yard sign, on a T-shirt, on a mug, with a very simple message. Trump 2024. Tell the world who you are. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. And support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com.